Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast brought to you by WP Gears. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Today we're going to talk about the best free and premium stock image websites. Tim, you want to kick us off with today's episode?
Absolutely. So whether you're doing web design, graphic design, doesn't matter, using stock images is going to be a part of your process. And so the first one is actually a free one, and it's very popular, and that's Unsplash, unsplash.com. Lots of great photos there. Just be careful because some of the best ones you'll see being used all over the place because Unsplash is such a popular resource in the web design community.
Yeah, and I think, why don't you go ahead and take the first free and premium, and I'll take the second free and premium.
Perfect. Yeah, the first premium we have on our list is Shutterstock. They have, in my opinion, the highest quality and the largest library of stock photos out there. And so you can find pretty much any type of photo that you need on Shutterstock. And a quick little hack, you can do a Shutterstock subscription. And so for $200, you get 750 images, and it's a monthly thing. However, you can cancel. And so what I've done a couple times before is pay the $200, download 750 images, save them, and then cancel the subscription. So you get, it comes out to like 27 cents an image, which is really good.
Yeah, that's very good. The next free resource for us that we have for you is Pexels, P-E-X-E-L-S. It's another great resource, just like Unsplash. But as Tim said, beware. A lot of these free resource websites people are using on their on websites that they're building, and people who are do-it-yourselfers are also using these. So you're very likely to see the images that you use on a website in quite a few websites. So if you want some distinction, you're going to probably want to go over to a paid premium service like Shutterstock. Number two on our list is Deposit Photos. Quick hack on the Deposit Photos side. At least once a year, if not twice a year, AppSumo.com will have a Deposit Photos deal. This was the first premium thing that I purchased from an image asset library. They came out with it a few years ago. It was one of their most, if not most, successful deal ever on AppSumo. That's how popular, you know, stock photography is. And the quality is okay, but I don't find that it is quite to the standards of the Shutterstock and stuff. So the good news is that they're a whole lot less expensive. So they don't do the subscription service and stuff. They offer 100 photos for, you know, $39 to $49 or something like that, which comes out to still be 39 cents, 49 cents an image, which is not a bad price. So, you know, and you can use them anytime. They never expire. So we've purchased several hundred deposit photos. In fact, we probably still have several hundred left to use in projects and stuff. So there's our top four, two free, two paid. Check it out. Tomorrow we've got another great episode, the best typography pairing resources. Until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.